Previously on Perception Check, the Coalition approaches the first piece needed to revive Risen, while on the mortal plane, Daryl, Dave, Sorrow, and Shelby continue their search after getting info from the lost necromancer for science, Nycro. We join them now boarding a train that will take them to the Cleric Academy, where they hope to get some questions answered.
Get on the train. It's a cool train.
Guys, what is this thing?
It's a monster.
This is a train. It's a time.
Zoom! Have you?
Yes.
Whoa!
The train starts.
You hear how fast it went?
It made a zooming sound.
It always goes.
It's made by monster.
You look out the window and things are going by pretty quickly.
Yeah, I got
as fast as the sand sailor.
Shelby's got his hands like up on the windowsill and he's looking out with his little feet like kicking behind him as he's watching. This is the fastest Shelby's ever gone.
It's a pretty fast train.
Okay.
They've souped it up over the years because students were complaining of getting to class late.
Okay.
And this is like the primary.
So now the train's turbocharged. This whole area. And it's got a spoiler.
It doesn't have a spoiler.
So,
yeah, it's also lower.
I don't even know how it works.
They put it on coilovers.
It's probably powered by magic.
Can I look around and see like if like what's on the train, like what type of like signs or decorations or like who, how is this train here, like who made it?
It doesn't tell you who made it, but roll like an arcana, or actually, why don't you just ask Daryl?
Hey, Daryl.
No, Daryl, you roll. But you don't really have to, because you went to the school. This is like, this is one of your primary classes, you know. Uh-huh. Like, one of the first classes you take.
The train.
It was a...
One of the main classes of the Cleric Academy is how the train
it was it was actually...
engineer.
Most trains are built by the engineering dwarves and things like that, but this is a special train. It was designed by clerics and wizards, and it's run on magic. And it is all white and sheeny, shiny. It's very pretty. The lights are immaculate. Everything is super clean. There's a super plush, soft carpet. And
the seats
are made out of pleated leather. They're super soft. There's literally
extremely luxurious. Oh, I know why it's so luxurious. Because those assholes gave the school all that money.
This is a fancy commuter train.
They're shiny, shiny. There's even a chandelier in the car that you guys are sitting in, and it's glorious. It's made out of emeralds.
Daryl says, yeah, I know. The chandelier is completely unnecessary. In fact, this whole train is unnecessary. I mean, we could walk. We're already there.
Daryl's like super... You spend the entire... Once Shelby gets over it, you spend the entire time talking about how stupid it is. It's slowly
is there anyone
along.
Else in the car with us?
The train is completely unnecessary because we go like 400 feet.
Yeah, there's
like it's ridiculous.
Zoom, and by the end of the zoom, you're there.
So by the end of like that entire exchange, we're already where we need to be.
So you guys get out, and there's a crowd going out with you, and there's a bunch of narrow arched doorways.
Okay.
And
I want to wait until like most of the people are out of the train.
You even get out of the train?
Yeah. And then I want to see if I can take a piece of the chandelier with me.
Vandalism.
Okay.
You can't take a piece of the chandelier.
He just wants to vandalize the train.
I take a piece of the chandelier.
Well, you're going to have to contest.
Roll a...
Are you going to report him, Daryl?
No, I'm just going to tell him not to. So it's going to be sleight of hand versus my perception. My perception is... 13 plus perception is plus 4, so I have a 17. You do not do it.
You
can't roll twice.
Luck still.
Luck?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't
it didn't work.
That wasn't better anyway.
You wasted luck for that.
No. Daryl sees you and slaps your hand and says, stop it.
Hey, knock it off, Dave.
It's
out of the train.
It's shiny.
Get out of the train. We're already in our stop.
Dave.
Get out of the train.
He can't help his cat-like instincts.
Hey,
I'm like chasing
Dave.
I'm watching the light like go through it. I'm like,
Dave,
but it's
Dave.
Really,
I just start pushing him gently.
Shiny.
Okay, we go to the thing.
Right.
And
okay,
we
so
did the thing.
All the there are
Huzzah!
A lot of students, and it looks like they're walking up to different archways. And,
hello.
And
oh god,
checking in. Roll a perception check.
Show with the turtle. What's your favorite color?
I love you. I'll call you
21.
Oh yeah, you see that one of the students who is checking in. So this is just this giant marble wall for all you can see, but it's towering, huge building. There are archways open in the side, and the students are walking up, and they're kind of like checking in with some kind of crystal ball system. You can't really tell how it works, but you're seeing like a flash of light, and then they kind of enter in.
Okay. I go up to the crystal ball and I go, hello.
So you walk into a archway and it says,
state your name.
Shelby Beakers.
State your purpose.
Making friends.
Do you have an ID or a pass?
I have a drawing.
Okay.
Is it just a voice or is there like a projection?
It's just a voice, but okay. You hold up your drawing.
Okay, this is me. This is my friend, a tree. He told me that I should do good things. What's your name?
Light kind of flashes and it opens up.
Okay, bye.
Are you just walking in?
Yeah.
Without everybody else?
I go with Shelby.
Yeah, I'm going.
I think it's only letting one person in at a time.
Kind of like a rotary thing.
So we'll get to you.
So are you saying that there's a barrier?
You gotta check in.
I mean, I've been to the... Okay.
Yeah, you have.
So, look, I just flash my student pass and walk right through.
Yes, you do.
Okay. And then I toss the student pass
Hi,
to Erebus. I mean, Derek. Dave?
Do you guys
That's
all use his expired student pass?
It's short for him.
You guys all show up at like in the main hall, which I'll describe in a second. But Shelby, you walk in and you're like at a reception desk in a different area.
Hello.
Where they've magically sorted you, and they're like, "I'm sorry, you don't have a pass here. You're normally. This isn't like friend making day."
No, but my friends. They're around. But we just showed up because we had some questions for the headmistress.
You want to speak to the headmistress?
Yes.
All right, why don't you sit right over there?
Have you guys seen Shelby?
Do you guys want like a hug or something?
Dave, is there like an office we could go to?
We'll just go to administration.
Let's go look for Shelby.
First of all, the school is giant and huge and beautiful and amazing.
Well, Dave knows his way around.
I know, I just want you to know that it's awesome, okay? I'm just trying to get
the
whole time
flavor.
Set the awesomeness scene.
The whole time Daryl is like, this place is like, it's unnecessary, right? Like,
there's holograms all over the place. They can barely hear what you're saying because there's all these holograms like, I learned how to cleric at the cleric school of academia. And there's some famous cleric named.
It's another fucking name I'm gonna have to write down and
Bill Buttsworth.
No, it's gotta be.
His last name's Buttsworth. Okay, you come up with the first name. I already came up with the greatest last name of all time.
Who's a famous person with the name Eric?
Derek. Eric.
Eric. Eric the Great.
Eric Derek.
Eric Derek the
no,
cleric.
No, a real person. Why can't I think of a celebrity named
Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
His name. I'm Cleric Clapton.
Cleric Eric Clapton.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
Name for a cleric bard or something. But there's a lot of people. There's different. All the students are bustling
Estrada.
Around, going to their classes.
Cleric Estrada.
You guys follow Daryl to administrations, and you see Shelby sitting down.
When you guys walk in,
hey, that was quick.
When you guys walk in, there's the administration desk, and they're working like totally straight face. But Shelby's like reaching over from the side with one of those paper things, and he's like, "Okay, now pick a number." He's like, "We'll just say six then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now a color."
Those little paper fortune tellers.
You're not saying so anything, good. So I'm going to say red. R-E-D. Okay? I love you.
Shelby. Shelby. Hey.
Yes.
Shelby. Yeah. You're not supposed to... How did you...
Hi, Daryl.
Yeah, okay. Come with us. We got to go.
Okay.
I'm not... What? Okay. Let's just go.
I'm with them.
Well, hello, Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mrs.
This is your chance, man. Make it a good one.
Grandlo?
No! I thought you would at least remember my name.
Grandlo.
I'm sorry, Petrilda.
Petrilda. There you go. You just had to...
That's your last name. You always told me to call me by your last name, and now you're saying first names only? Because I don't go here
My name
anymore?
Is not Petrilda Grimaldo.
You know it is. I never forget a face.
No, that's what the mean students call me. My name is Petrilda Hasselmaker.
Okay, well... Mm. To each their own.
I'm actually calling the headmistress, so...
When in Rome.
Here,
oh, thank you.
She's on her way.
Thank you.
Are we in Rome?
Well, thank Shelby. He, was asking after her.
Oh, well, thank you, Shelby.
I'm sure she'll be glad to see you guys.
Why?
I doubt that. I doubt that very much.
When in Rome.
But thank you.
Oh.
Okay, so... Hello, everyone. Daryl.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, I came for some information, actually.
Hmm. Well, we should probably speak in my office.
Okay.
She walks gracefully. She has a weird crease in the butt of her skirt that you guys
she
noticed.
She walks really gracefully.
But she walks
also
gracefully.
Apparently got a stick up her ass.
Yes, gracefully with a stick up her ass. And you arrive at a big,
I've
ornately
kind of
decorated
before.
Double door that says Headmistress Shinglestopper.
So she has a name already, doesn't she?
Nope.
No?
Nope, I did not name her.
Shinglestopper?
Chris was like, okay, so what's the person's name? And I was like, you're making that one up, buddy. And he's like, no, no one likes my name. And I'm like, I do.
Okay, so she walks into you guys. It's the most ridiculous office ever. Her office is the size of your house. But it's one big
down.
Open room. She motions towards a big fluffy couch for you guys to sit in. And this couch, you guys, you sink in like a foot. And...
Shinglestopper.
Headmistress Shinglestopper.
I'm Mrs. Shinglestopper.
You should know this, Daryl. Remember how you heard that name, like, tons of times while you were in school?
Okay. She says, all right. What are you, here for?
I'll be asking the questions.
Okay. That's Dave. Mrs. Shinglestopper. I'm Headmistress Shinglestopper. I'm very sorry. That's Dave.
That's my name.
And he can have outbursts like that sometimes, just randomly. And then
I have dreads.
He also...
Fuck.
Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
So we're here. The Coalition of Light is out on a quest as we speak, and we have some information... that we need to give to them. Do you have any idea of their whereabouts? They did not tell the school where they were headed.
No. I don't know much about the Coalition of Light, but there is someone who I believe knows them who happens to be at the school right now.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Voke Jareth?
Oh, Voke! Okay, of course. Of course.
Is he good?
Yeah, Shelby. No, he's
I've heard about him. He has unicorns.
Headmistress Shinglestopper, thank you very much. We appreciate your help. One more quick question. Who is the teacher that does the portals and alternate dimensions?
Oh. The one who was teaching here while you were here? Or
Yes, ma'am.
Because he's been replaced.
Oh.
But his name... was I think who you're thinking of
was
Shanti James.
Shanti. Of course, Mr. Shanti.
Wait, Shanti?
No, his first name is Shanti. His last name is James. Mr. James. Shanti James.
Mr. James, of course.
Yes.
Thank you, Headmistress.
Do you know what he's doing now?
Look, he was starting to become... How do I put this kindly? A little bit absent-minded. And so we had to let him go. But honestly, it was a very mutual breaking of contract. He had other things that he was working on. Honestly, he was starting to research so much that he was missing his classes. He wasn't lecturing anymore. He wasn't grading the papers. And a lot of times he would ramble during his lectures to the point where the students couldn't really follow what was going on.
Does he live locally?
I had Portals 101, and I will tell you guys right now, that is absolutely the case.
Yeah, I heard in Hagrid's they kind of have someone kind of like that involving traps.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
I don't know.
It is a curse of all schools. There's always at least one very eccentric teacher.
Oh, in my school out in the forest. Oh, man. There was a rabbit with schizophrenia.
He's doing, Headmistress Shinglestopper, he's doing research at home then.
That's where I believe he would be.
Would administration have his address?
I could give you his address. It's Zumba Zimba Tumba Wimba Half Farthing Street Place.
So canonically, she just gives you an address.
Yes.
This is the moment where she had a stroke.
Is that a Candy Cane Forest Justice Town?
123 Justice Street.
123 Justice Street. Okay, thank you, Headmistress.
Good day.
Good luck with your stroke treatment.
Don't mind Dave.
Excuse me, Daryl, I thought you would still remember your foreign languages class. Yes, it's 123 Justice Street in common, but it's Zumba Zimba Zamba Place.
Apple Farthing.
Street Place, Apple Farthing.
I should have cast
in what? In what language is that?
Well, it's a secret cleric language that we only teach here. It's one of the languages of the gods.
Fair enough.
No, it's canon.
That's not true.
Everyone's but kind of like,
I said good day.
Everyone's kind of starting to leave, and Shelby's standing right next to her, like digging through his satchel, and he's like, I have something for you. Hold on. And he starts to take out like a white flower, and he like looks at her real close, and he's like, hold on. And he takes out a blue flower and hands it to her, and he's like, there you go.
Ah, thank you. What's your name?
My name's Shelby Beakers.
Thank you, Shelby Beakers. That was kind of you. Do you want to speak with Voke, or are you going to be leaving?
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely.
I believe Voke is with the rest of the student body. Right around this time, I'm sorry, I kind of have to cut the meeting short, but if you come with me, we have a special guest in the school today.
Who is the special guest?
Okay.
She opens a... she hits a couple of tiles on the wall, and a little opening appears, and she walks through, and she's like, come with me.
Okay.
You guys follow her into a large assembly hall, and all of the students are gathered in a bleacher-like seating in a gymnasium, but it's a super nice gymnasium. And don't picture a basketball court because they don't play basketball in this world.
I'm picturing Teen Wolf.
Tell me what to picture.
It's a Zugeldorf court.
Zugeldorf.
Can I picture...
all things that need to be added to the website.
Can I picture, like, the It's you a Wonderful think, Life, like,
and at some
pool,
point in time, I'm not going to go into the rules of Zugeldorf.
That opens up with a pool underneath? That's a gymnasium.
Exactly.
What
am I picturing? Just give me a word.
It's turf. Okay.
It's what?
It's painted turf, like a turf field, but it's indoor.
Oh, for Quidditch.
I mean, no, they do not play
arena football.
Quidditch
arena
here.
It's for tag team football.
It's for Zubeldorf.
It's for okay.
Which is nothing.
Look,
like
we don't
football.
Have time to describe the rules of Zubeldorf right now.
But we will in a later episode.
It's not being used as a game stage. Right now it's being used as a concert stage. And there's a...
Is that Z-O-O or Z-U-B?
O-O. Zoobledorf.
I already spelled it the other way, so it's that.
Zoobledorf.
Thank you, sir.
Zoobledorf.
Okay. You said it, I spelled it.
If you guys think in season three there's going to be an open world thing where you guys will be participating,
you guys will have to play Zoobledorf at some point. In the Zoobledorf arena, where there is, it's clear all the students are sitting down, and the headmistress gives you guys some seats off to the side, some like chairs along the wall.
Thank you.
And she walks up and she's like, I'm sorry for the short pause, students, and everyone's like, yay!
Does she have pause?
Headmistress!
Is she talking about you?
Shingle stopper. She seems fairly popular with the students. And she says, without further ado, the entertainment for today's pep rally.
And I stand up.
I grab your shoulder and put you down.
Does this group know
I was hired
Bard Simpson?
This.
There was a Shelby secret conversation. Well, Shelby worked at the school for a while. So
Shelby's worked with
Bard
him.
Simpson.
Okay. Well, Bard Simpson walks out.
Yeah!
I take out small pieces of cotton out of my pockets, like cloth.
He's
been
okay,
on the
well,
radio.
You're about to find out. He says, Bard Simpson, and Bard Simpson walks out, and he's like,
fantasy radio.
Hey, thank you so much. I've been really excited to travel from school to school. I consider it a real treat. This is a song. I'm just going to play a song for you guys, and that's about it. That's all the time I have. Been traveling a lot, and I got to get back to Hogwarts, you know.
Yes!
But we're friends schools, and I figure I've been really enjoying the honor of going and playing songs. This is one that my students have really liked lately, so it comes up a lot in class. You see, my students ask me a lot of questions, and I like to teach them with music. So, well, anyhow, let me show you. And so he starts playing his little song, and he's like, hey, Mr. Simpson, uh-huh, uh-huh. Hey, Bard Simpson, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Hey, Mr. Simpson, uh-huh, uh-huh. Hey, Bard Simpson, uh-huh. What do we do with evil? They ask me, how do we respond to evil? How should we treat the evil? What do we do with evil? Well, listen up, little children, and don't ever forget, destroy those sick fucks, cause they're pieces of shit. Yeah, listen up, little children, don't ever forget, destroy those sick fucks, cause they're pieces of shit. Yeah, destroy those sick fucks, cause they're pieces of shit. Like the Coalition of Lie. The Coalition of Lie. There's silence for a while. And then you hear like a quiet...
Daryl's just like, fuck yeah!
Shelby's just like, I didn't understand a lot of those words, but that was outstanding.
Shelby starts clapping and then all the students are like, yeah! And there's an uproarious applause. And you're not sure whether they're clapping because they like the song
or
because
inspired, though?
They've never heard cuss words before. But... Bart Simpson, he kind of like quiets everyone. He's like, oh, thank you so much, thank you so much. Look, I just something that I've really wanted to make clear in my class is that evil is bad, and
you came to us.
Yeah. When it's evil, you destroy it.
Yeah, man, I get it.
So true.
I get it. Like,
and then he walks off, and that's the end
hey,
of
guys,
that.
He seems to know who the Coalition of Light is. Maybe we should ask him if he's heard anything.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely known who the cool.
He,
oh, you're role-playing. Okay. I was like, well, fuck it. Where have you been, Adrian?
Oh, you're role-playing.
Also, everyone got plus two on your next attack roll towards anyone that is evil.
Against anyone.
All evil things.
Do
plus two on your
other,
first attack roll.
Won't help.
You don't know that.
Plus two on your first attack roll and plus two on successful subsequent damage roll. Because he's a bard and his, you know, his songs do shit.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that.
Afterwards,
go ahead.
Well, that's the end of the assembly. Mrs. Shingle Stopper. Excuse me.
She's a vaccine. She stopped shingles.
Shingle Stopper. Headmistress Shingle Stopper releases the students.
She's a cleric.
And she actually walks over to the corner, and you see Jareff over there, and she grabs him, and she's like, oh, these, you know. And he comes over, and he's like, you guys are looking for the Coalition of Light?
Yeah, Mr. Jareff, is there somewhere we can
speak? Yes, I was thinking the same thing. Let's go this way. And he goes quick to a exit on the corner. It's a crystal door made out of pure crystal. It's unbelievably beautiful. It's ridiculous. Instead of opening or turning a doorknob, he just says open, and it swings open, and then you just go out onto the street. I don't know why the exit to this amazing school is made out of pure crystal, but it's just one of many exits. And
one of the lavish
exits.
I comment again to the group, like, you see what I'm saying, guys? Like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah. Why do you think I've been distracted this whole fucking time? I don't hear a word that bard said. I was just looking at the lights everywhere.
And then
you didn't get the inspiration then.
No, it went in there subconsciously.
And he kind of, he's kind of like walking with you guys. He has his arms like, you know, he's kind of like, yeah, let's go. And he's looking at you, Daryl, mm-hmm. and he says, actually, believe it or not, these trains, you know, they may have told you this while you were... attending here. Mrs. Headmistress Shinglestopper told me that you used to attend here. It's a very safe place to speak on the train. So anyhow, you guys get back on the train with him.
Yes! Great.
And he's like, okay, I don't know... I mean, I'm assuming you guys come from Hogwarts, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you know that the Coalition has gone missing.
Yeah,
I assume we're all speaking in whispered tones.
Yeah, Shelby leans over to Daryl and is like, is he cool? Can we, like, tell him what's going on?
Okay, look, let me catch you guys up real quick, all right? I'm Luke Jareff. I was friends with Smartledore, and a few others. We discovered something that the Coalition discovered also, and I believe...
And you raise unicorns?
Yes, I do. I'm an expert unicorn raiser. Also, I don't like blood, so please don't bleed. Other than
Shelby,
that...
like goes, like, holds all of his arms and legs, like, out so he doesn't accidentally scratch himself or something.
Don't bleed.
Thank you.
Sorry,
my name's Shelby Beakers. We're best friends.
Mr. Jareff, this is Shelby Beakers, and that is Dave Meowthews, and this is Sorrow. Of course, you know me, Daryl.
Yes.
I'm Daryl's brother. This is why we're actually looking for you. In fact, we're looking for Shanti Jams.
Oh, Shanti Jams. Shanti Jams.
We'll get to that. Back to that in just a minute. Now, Mr. Jareff, you.
When was the last time that you talked to the Coalition?
When was the last time I talked to the Coalition?
It was...
I mean, how long has it been at this point, honestly?
Not that long before they went missing, I don't think.
No, I'd say...
They checked back in after using Essence, actually.
Yeah, they've restored his memory. So I'd say it's probably been...
It's like days.
Maybe...
Days, weeks, maybe not like a month.
I think
maybe
weeks. A couple weeks. A matter of weeks. Weeks.
Okay. At most.
Listen.
So I know the last time you spoke with him was a couple of weeks ago. Gerald and I stay in very good communication. And in fact...
Thala? Is that the name?
Thala.
Mm-hmm. Thala told me that you guys were looking for them. So
yeah. So
this is excellent.
You may not know this, but they've disappeared.
Yeah, well, no, I believe it's connected to what they were dabbling in. They came to me, they asked me about essence. Now, I shouldn't be telling you this necessarily, but just, I think it has something to do with why they're gone.
Oh.
Interesting.
And if...
Shelby gets out a notebook and, like, licks his thumb, and then, like, flips a page, and you just see him, like, scratching things down, like... Very seriously.
I've been putting feelers out as well, and I haven't heard from anyone.
Drawing a picture.
Wow, you color very adroitly using crayons. That's impressive.
Yes, it's a bird. I drew it for you. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Could you draw me a unicorn? Okay, as I was saying, I believe it has something to do with what they were down. They went and they came to talk to me. It's a long story. It was kind of crazy. It brought back a lot of memories for me, but I think that because we haven't heard anything, this may be planar related. Have you heard, mentioned
answer for science. He pointed us in this direction and mentioned something about portals.
Yes. They used to have. So on the Shanti Jams on the very edge of the research. I don't know exactly where he's at nowadays, but if only we could find him.
It's Zumba Zumba.
Please, yeah. in common, please.
And 123 Richard Johnson.
Oh, right. Of course. Head there. That would be a great place to start.
This isn't a test, son. Use common.
Actually, this train stops pretty close to 123 Richard Johnson Street. It's right at the end of the line.
This is like a lot of good luck today, guys.
This is the most convenient train could have ever asked for.
And we're there.
No, you have to wait for a while.
It's a super fast train.
You specifically said it's a very slow train.
No, I said it's a very fast train. It's unnecessary. Like, you're going like 400 feet, so it's not. It's completely unnecessary.
It's really fast.
There's like train tracks all over the entire town. That do not need to be there.
You literally walk. Just like get on and then get off 10 feet later to go to the next store that you're trying to get to.
Exactly. Yeah. That kind of ridiculousness.
Yes.
The town is over.
Dave is just frantically ridiculous. Looking at the ceiling following all of these dancing lights from the chandelier.
Lots and lots of money.
So, Mr. Jareff, my brother trusts you, which is why we're here. I think that's why we were sent in this area. In fact, we were kind of sent off on a mission with. We didn't really know where we were going. We're just looking for the Coalition of Light.
We're looking for leads.
We're looking for leads at this point.
Who's leads?
Jim Leeds. Can you expound on that a little bit? Or
I don't know if I should. Suffice it to say, it's a power source that can cause you to
disappear,
go to another plane or to another world. Gotcha.
So is it dangerous?
So
it, yes,
you're saying
it
what
can
we really
be.
Need to do is speak to Mr. Shanti Jams.
Shanti Jams. Look, he used to make...
I mean, it's his jam.
Shanti Jams, he knows a lot. Before he dedicated his life to the study of planar activities, he was a sauce and canned meat maker. And he made some EMD delicious... Day. Saucy Spams. Shanti Jams Saucy Spams.
I have heard that you really like to joke a lot, and I feel like that's untrue.
Yep, Shelby reaches in his little thing and pulls out a can of Shanti Jams Saucy Spams. And he's like, no, I love this stuff.
It also comes in Shanti Jams.
Oh, God.
Shanti Jams Sausage Hams? Is that what
you said?
Saucy Spams.
Saucy Spams. Saucy but there's spams. Also Salty Lambs, which is a Euro flavoring.
Which is much worse.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it wasn't as successful as the Saucy Spams.
No, Saucy Spams was definitely the most successful.
I think it's
why he looked
sauce.
Into teaching.
Of his canned meats.
Mr. Jareff, why are you here at the school? I thought you were back at Hogwarts.
believe it or not, would you believe it? I was invited to see the
I wouldn't believe it.
The Bart Simpson concert, but I also wanted
that was
to.
Incredible, right?
It was really good. He's clearly improved. I wish I could talk to him because I don't think he should cuss so much in his music.
I like his original stuff much better.
Yeah,
I say let it fucking fly. You know what I'm saying?
It was a school assembly.
That's yes. Thank you, Sorrow. That's
maybe
how I
the
feel.
Audience was not. Really.
I want Daryl to be like super fan, and I want Geralt to not like him at all.
That's perfect.
That's great.
Well, good. However,
so I
want to say Geralt hates him.
So Geralt does not like him, but he is warmed up to him in the regular story of like, okay, I may not really like his music that much, but I think he's an alright.
He's
dude.
Like a decent guy. Yeah.
And Daryl is like fucking on it. He's like. Yeah, he's fanboyed out. He's just like, he's singing, he's like, swinging in And he knows the whole rap. Dude,
he's the only person who knows that song because it was never released. Yeah. It was just sang the once.
Bootleg track.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, no, you guys, you don't get it. He is music.
Okay. I want to see art of you, of Daryl with a tattoo of.
No, he already has too many markings on his body.
I rolled to genocide. See how much I like Bart Simpson, and Sorrow is not a fan.
That's a 20.
That's what's sitting there. I rolled when he sang the song.
What, did you roll a 1 or
a 3?
You rolled a 3.
Yeah.
You actually rolled to see if you
at
liked
the time,
it?
At time, yes, I did.
You're three times as likely to like it as your other character.
Look, Motherfucking Cold Outside was supposed to please the palate. This song is more to teach children about evil.
Evil, right.
This one's about... This is the dare.
Does Vogue have anything more that he wants to jump into, talk about?
I think he primarily wanted to let you guys up to speed. That's okay. what he knows to tell
Let's
you.
Let's head to Johnson.
So,
Chauncey James.
Sure.
Chauncey James.
Mr. Jareth, what can you do and how can we contact you when you find out information?
And can we borrow a unicorn?
About the Coalition of Light.
Or two.
Do you have any pigeons or ravens that know how to deliver messages?
Well, of course.
I have a friend named Tomothy who probably come in handy at some point.
Tomothy is a plant. He's not going to... Shelby, he's not going to help.
I know, he's a plant. He's on the inside. He knows...
He can't...
I don't know speak with plants.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Send a message with a carrier.
Of course. Well, I think this is our stop.
Actually, I'd like to go with you. I haven't been to Shanti Jams in quite a while, and he's an old friend.
Vogue, is there a chance you could get me on the unicorn wait list?
To own a unicorn?
Yeah, you said there.
Well, I mean, you can't really own them. I mean, they're magical creatures. That's like slavery.
To like rent a unicorn for a party?
Well, I mean, to befriend
they're
one.
Very popular party rentals.
They know lots of tricks.
No, they just stand there, but that's enough. It really is. It's more than enough for most parties.
I feel like there's
don't try to use one as a pinata. Learned that when I was a kid.
That's why I got this hole in my side. Anyway, well, if you could just put us down for a few unicorns whenever we're in the area, that'd be great.
I'll tell you what. There's far too long of a waiting list, but if you ever come by, I'll let you pet some. Maybe ride one if I have time.
Friends
persuasion. Of the Coalition are friends of unicorns, in my book.
If I remember correctly, it is canon that Geralt is on the list.
I was going to say, we got on Geralt. The list at the last...
But you're not Geralt,
not
are you?
Geralt.
I know. At the last thing.
Okay, so we go with him to this dude's house.
The list.
Yes, you guys stop off at 100 Richard Johnson, and you have to walk 2-3...
I'd say to the group, hey guys, Richard is short, or Richard is long for Dick. Get it?
Dick Johnson?
Like an erection?
Dick Johnson. It's like another
name
for
long
a penis.
For Dick?
No, yeah, I get... Oh, it's another name for a penis?
Richard Johnson.
Shelby laughs the rest of the way there.
You guys... You arrive at the door, and Vogue walks out. It's a modest house. It's a little bit dilapidated, but like it hasn't been painted recently or anything like that. But it fits in more or less with the neighborhood, other than being a little bit more broken down than its neighboring houses. Vogue walks up. He seems excited to see Shanti James, and he knocks on the door, and the door swings open. It was already ajar, and he's like... That's not right. And he
perception
walks there.
Great.
I will 10. Perceive as
you
well.
You like the carpet.
Oh, my passive perception is 14 anyway.
20.
So.
Okay.
If my passive perception is lower, then I don't even need to... my roll is lower. My passive perception is 14. So.
You walk in. There's a living area. You walk into a living area. There's a... crystal ball that looks like what you like a crystal that may be like some kind of hologram, something to watch things on. on a shelf. There's a kitchen area with, you know, pots and pans and things. There is an upstairs. And the stairs look nice.
I just call out, Mr. Jams? Mr. Shanti Jams?
Professor Jams.
Professor Shanti Jams. Sir, are you... Your door was open. Mr. Jareth is here?
You don't hear anything.
Shelby takes out his spear.
Mr. Jareth, is this normal? Do you visit him often?
No. I've been here a couple times. Come with me. He finds a door, kind of like... He moves some things out of the way, and he opens a door, and he goes downstairs. And there's, like, what looks like a studying room. There's a few bookshelves and some dusty books and a table, and he says... He flicks a light on, and Vogue says, This isn't right. It's far too... He hasn't been here for a while.
Well, the school said that he just recently had been let go. Well, not let go, but they said there was some sort of mutual agreement that he was kind of not doing... He was focusing too much on research and not enough on classes.
Unless Shingleheifer lied to us.
No.
Shinglestopper.
That one.
Or your Hustlemaker. You might be thinking of Miss Patrol the Hustlemaker.
Patrol the Grimelda.
That was the administration.
He would have... Look, don't think lowly of the school on that account. He has been getting a little weird. Scatterbrained.
We're in what kind of room?
And hard to follow his thoughts.
It's like a downstairs study.
I'm going to start searching the room.
A basement library.
Investigation. My investigation is -1, so...
So is mine.
What did you get?
That's a 7.
You don't find anything of note.
Oh, bad rolls.
Will you roll an investigation, please?
15.
Plus?
Nothing.
You find a book unlike the others. It's in Shanti Jam's handwriting, like a journal. It has scribblings about different things that he... cares about. It has like a date.
What's the last date?
The last date of his entry.
Mm-hmm.
Last date.
Well, you don't even have to tell me the number, but just what date? Like, how long ago was it?
Because
the school said fairly recently he left. So
right. It's like a week ago that he hasn't been keeping a journal for a week.
But you said all the books were dusty. Is that just dust from like
a week of sitting there?
Okay, so it's not like
No.
So it's just like somebody hasn't been here.
He was in here constantly, so it's clear that he hasn't been. You know,
gotcha. Okay,
that's enough to concern Vogue because it's never been like that before. Sorrow, you are kind of skimming through his journal entries. You see that he. You kind of... Something catches your eye because it's in thick, like, bolder, kind of darker ink.
Mm-hmm.
It just says that today was a very special day. I made a huge discovery, and I'm finding that... I don't know... I'm not sure what to think, but there may be as many as 18 different dimensions. That's just what it says.
There's something here about dimensions and how many there are. You guys heard of 18 different dimensions?
No. When I took Portals 101, we talked about moving through this dimension with portals that would allow you to transfer or transport, safe distances of a couple thousand feet.
How many dimensions do you know about? I don't know anything about this shit.
Like three?
Three dimensions. This is their 18.
I think we should take this journal.
What does Jams have to do with the COL? Like, why are we looking for him?
Well, I don't... As far as I know, I don't think he had any connection with the COL, but...
He doesn't have any,
why were we Why were you intrigued to ask the headmaster about Professor Jam?
Because the necromancer said something about portals.
Mm.
He hinted at something about dimensional portals that somebody could be sucked into
So maybe this was in one of these.
You guys wouldn't know this. Remember when the main battle happened, there were portals that opened up all over the place.
I just didn't want to connect anything that I was trying to roleplay, but I just didn't want to connect anything that
The Necromancer of Science sent you here and mentioned portals, but also Vogue Jerv told you about Essence and believe that they might be on a different plane. So,
right. I just love the fact that we are so used to not role playing, like someone's actually playing as a character, and like, well, no.
Well, hold on. Exactly, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Vogue. Oh, man, I wish we had character voices. Well, one of us does.
Hey, Vogue. I don't know what kind of magic you have, but do you have anything that allows you to, like, scry or...
No, just a, messenger bird, and I can find my way to you. I have the world's fastest unicorns.
That's not what I was talking about.
What do you mean?
I'm assuming that he's a fairly high-level cleric.
Hmm.
So would he have access to, like, scrying or...
Like scrying stones to leave with you?
There's also, like...
Planar
ally. No, not planar ally. There's another one.
Planar shift. That's for me.
No.
Control weather.
No, there's literally one that's like otherworldly. Gate? No.
Like blink? Isn't there one called blink where you go into
there is one where you go into
plane?
There's something
plane.
Astral something or other.
Are you trying to think of a spell that we could try to get contact to the coalition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay, so you're saying we reach out to each of these individual... Let's do this in character. Dave, you're saying that maybe...
Well, in the monastery, I've read a lot of books, and I've read a lot of spell books. I don't understand most of it, but...
It sounds about right, yeah.
I know that there's spells that are capable of... reaching other places and scrying. I don't know how far that reaches, but there is planar.
It's a very clever thought. I have put feelers out into other planes, but you have to know the specific realm that you're reaching out to. You can't just... It would be like a roll of the dice. You can't just go out there and shoot messages into every plane. I haven't heard anything back because I think part of that is because I don't know the specific destination.
I mean, how many planes can there be
that I'm reaching out to? Well,
we just found out there are 18 dimensions, Dave.
We're not sure.
We know.
Well, I mean, like, we're kind of at a dead end. I don't know about you guys, but
I know his room is upstairs. We haven't even looked upstairs.
What's
I was going to say
between a plane and a dimension.
I'm the same thing.
Sort of.
I'd say for the sake of this, same thing.
How complicated.
Well, dimensions are like we have three dimensions, maybe four. Planes would be like a whole nother realm with its own dimensions. So it's like, it would be, a plane is more like another universe, whereas a dimension is...
No, not necessarily, because there's
more
like
the directions.
Planes of fire and planes of the gods, and it's not necessarily that they have their own worlds like ours.
I don't think we need to get that deep into it.
Yeah, but anyhow, you go upstairs and you look.
Upstairs.
You search in Shanti Jam's room.
There's nothing else in his office that would be of any use to us.
No, you searched it pretty dry. A lot
Even
of the books
like
are
talismans or
are boring looking.
No, and a bit of fully work there. And back to you, Chris.
You find his bedroom and you look around and roll a investigation.
We're
going
to take a quick break for commercial. This podcast brought to you by Shanti and the Jams.
15 saucy spams. 15 investigation.
19.
Shanti Jams, saucy spams.
19.
Okay, you both, Daryl and Sara, you see another hologram crystal.
I think I see it better.
Similar to the one that you saw downstairs, but this one looks like one maybe for his private use. You don't know exactly how they work, but you see a crystal there, like a crystal ball. It says in very small lettering that Sorrow sees, and nobody else. It says,
I open at the close.
Made by... it says made by Tech Inc.
Wait, so hold on. There was another one upstairs?
Yes, a crystal ball. Am I the only one that missed that? They are holographic. You saw some similar at... Like when you checked in at the school. And they... There are a magical item that puts forth a hologram, and you can send. I imagine the one downstairs maybe was used sort of as like a medieval television, in a sense. You can load up information and watch things, and then the one upstairs is a slight design. You're not exactly sure what it does.
No more horses,
but it has a little section on the bottom where you can put in a code. A two-digit number to unlock.
Shelby puts in 69.
A very inappropriate hologram starts playing.
Guys, this may be a clue.
Whoa. Volk, have you ever seen one of these movies? Can we turn it off? Is there a way to turn it off?
Shelby just keeps putting in 69. It's not doing anything!
Okay, I push Shelby out of the way. I just press 00.
It stops.
Okay, Mr. Jerf, have you ever seen one of these before?
Let me see what I can do. He puts in 69. Starts watching it. He's like, oh, yeah.
Okay, this is getting uncomfortable for me and I think everyone but Shelby. I type in 00 again.
I've never seen anything like that before.
There's things to learn here.
Listen, watch it on your own time, Mr. Jerob. I'm sorry. I know you're on my...
Okay, look. I'm sorry. Let's figure this out.
Strange magic's happening.
Taught us anything.
You can do whatever you want with this as long as I get to take it home after.
Listen, do you know how to use this fucking thing or not?
I'm guessing that's some sort of... I think you put in a number that brings up a relevant... message. I know Shanti Jams showed me once. He used it as sort of a like a voice memo or like a memory. He would record things, some of his random thoughts. And
there's only two digits. We can sit here and I can go 01 02. How long do we have?
Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe we would look like
we can
around.
Leave out 69. There's 898
hold on
channels.
Shelby types in 01. And that was it, wasn't it?
Nothing.
Just right. Damn.
Blank.
Are these entry numbers? Or are they voice memos? Or are they sorted by any... Like, would we know anything about it?
I look in the closet for the manual.
Investigation 23. It's
Samsung? Okay.
to try to figure out how it works.
You think of all the numbers that you've heard recently, the 1, 2, 3, you think of 69, and as soon as your amazing 23 investigation comes in, you get the number 69 out of your head, and remember that he said that that 18 pops into your head because...
Son of a bitch!
Of course.
Wouldn't have taken that long.
Of course. I type in 18. Guys, I figured out how it works.
We're so stupid.
A hologram comes up, and you see a bearded man's face, and he's wearing thick spectacles, and he's saying, I can't believe it. I was always taught that there was, like, maybe one, like, three dimensions. I believe that there are as many as 18. They're bending and moving. It's hard to keep track because they split, and there's so many, there's brains, there's these membranes, there's slivers of places that you can go and things, and they're all on top of each other, and there's so many of them. Look, I've been doing this research, and I'm not sure, but I believe, look, you need one thing from each person, and then you can go to where you need to go, but oh, it's complicated, and who knows, there could be, like, they're always moving, so you gotta get on the same rhythm as the string is on the plane, and you gotta find that place that you're looking for, but I know, look, I found it, I think you gotta go to the cavern. The cavern is at the southern end of Dragonback Mountain. Dragonback Mountain. There's a cavern. I believe that's where I can find. I know that there's a place there where they did research and I think that's where I need to go next. I hope you can hear this, and that I'll be able to make sense of it. And then it stops.
Shelby's like, guys, I think that was Mr. Jams.
Also, by my sweet, delectable, salty,
music.
salty lambs.
And then a jingle plays.
Salty lambs, salty lambs.
I pick up the crystal and I put it in my bag. Mr. Jareth, I think that if we're going to go to this place, we probably need this crystal.
Let's take the train.
I'm sorry about not being able
it
to...
It probably goes right there.
I might be able to find something similar on the crystal downstairs. It's all right. It's not that important to me.
I think we're going to need some transportation.
I came here on my... Pegasus. I only have one. I need a way to get home. I can't give you guys my Pegasus.
Do you know a way to
the train? Of course, it goes everywhere. Apparently,
it does not go to the
Dragonback
Mountain. I know that it goes within the city.
It's supposed to be like Brokeback Mountain.
We'll find Heath Ledger. And
don't say that
Heath Ledger should know. No.
May he rest in peace.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Dang it. Jake Gyllenhaal.
The Dragon Ball, the broke Dragonback Mountains next to the Jake Gyllenhaal Hills.
Oh, that's good. And the Cliff Ledgers.
Part about needing one item from... Is that something about maybe finding?
Maybe. Right.
You'll probably be able to learn more about it in this cavern.
I'm just brainstorming
here.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Dragonback Mountains are already on the map.
Okay, Mr. Jareth, we have a sand sailor.
And a train that goes everywhere.
And a train that goes only in this town.
Look, you should be able to get within walking distance with your sand sailor, but it's gonna be quite a
Can you point us in the direction?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a map, perchance, that maybe has...
I do.
What noise is that?
He
gets out his map. He just takes it out of his pocket.
He's like, but it's going to cost you.
You know I'm not giving you that crystal.
Just what about the one downstairs? The map for the crystal downstairs. So he hands you the map and runs downstairs and takes the
I picture like
globe.
A slow changing of hands.
Yeah. Okay.
With a lot of eye contact.
Mr. Jareff, it's been weird. And we'll see you very soon.
Bye.
That's possible. You guys find that coalition. I believe in you.
Okay, so we're at the southern part of the Dragonback Mountain.
So we get back to the ship, start sailing that way.
And then we're there.
And then we're there.
No,
let's keep it moving.